Thank you, Chair. We extend our congratulations to you, Ambassador, on your election as Chair Rapporteur of the Intergovernmental Working Group. We wish you every success during this session and beyond. We would like to begin by reaffirming the profound significance of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. This framework remains a cornerstone in the global fight against racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia. As we convene for the 23rd session of the DDPA Working Group, it is essential to acknowledge the pivotal role of anti-slavery movements, which stand as some of the earliest and most impactful human rights campaigns. These movements not only dismantled grave injustices endured by Africans and people of African descent, but also laid the foundation for broader global efforts to uphold human dignity and equality. Yet, despite the undeniable contributions of these movements, the DDPA's implementation, more than two decades after its adoption, remains alarmingly inadequate. This lack of progress is additionally exacerbated by the persistent resistance to resolutions that aim to ensure its follow-up. The unfortunate reality is that what was once adopted with universal consensus now faces non-consensual opposition from member states. On this matter of historic and moral importance, it is not enough to place the blame solely on those resisting the full realization of the DDPA. We believe that we must acknowledge a shared responsibility. It is contradictory to express strong commitments to justice while conceding to actions that undermine it. Justice for the monumental injustices suffered by Africans and people of African descent is really non-negotiable. While we support the discussions planned for this session and beyond, we must emphasize the need for genuine and actionable contributions. Producing reports that fail to lead to tangible outcomes is an exercise done in vain. As we approach the 25th anniversary of the DDPA, the lack of meaningful progress reflects a lack of commitment to what set out to be an action-oriented framework with fundamental goals and commitments. We will need to reassess our actions and reimagine a path forward that prioritizes the implementation of the DDPA in its fullest sense. The historic injustices, as well as current ones, that we seek to address demand nothing less. Thank you, Chair.